जय राधा माधव कुंज जय गोपी चन्ना पल्ला भागी वारधारी जय गोपी चन्ना पल्ला भागी वारधारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन नंदन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन नंदन यमुना तीरा Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Om Vishnu Padma Paramahansa Vibraj Kachara Vija Ashtotara Satashi Shimari Si Bhakmada Swami Prabhupada Ki Vishnu Padma Paramahansa Vibraj Kachara Vija Ashtotara Satashi Shima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Namata Jahairas Thakur Ki Panch Gahoshi Vishnu Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Giradhar Shivasa Adiko Bhakta Vrinda Shri Ji Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Shyamakunda Radhadon Vrindavadan Ki Vrindavan Dham ki, Mayapurnam Jib Dham ki, Sarasi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vinda ki, oh glorious to us, O Lord, glorious to us, O Lord, glorious to Sri Guru and God. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 87, verse 19. We may not be able to all wrap our tongues around these verses, this life. Svakrita vichitra yonishu vishaniva hetutaya. Taratamatas chakash valavatsva. Kritanu kirti Atavitatashvamushvatitam tavadhama samam Virajadiyonu yantyabhi vipanyavakarasam So kita vichitra yoni shu visan iva hetutaya. Taratamatas chakasha nalavat svakitanu kriti. Natavitatashvamushpa Pratyutam Tavadama Samam. Viraja Dio Nuyant Abhi Vipanya Vaikarasam. Anybody? Lakita Vichitra Yoni Shuvisaniva Hetutaya. Ratamatas Chakasyanalavat Sakit Nukriti. Atavitatashvamu Shavitatam Tavadama Samam. Viraja Dio Nuyanja Bibipanyava Ekadasam. Anyone else? Ladies. Krita Vichitra Yoni Shuvisaniva Haitutaya. Taratamatas Chakasya Nalavat Sakitana Kriti. Atavita samusha vatitam tavadhama samam. Raja diyo nuyanja bibi panyava karasam. Pretty good. It's got a ring to it. Sva. By yourself. Krita. Created, Vichitra, variegated, Yonishu, within the species of life, Vishan, entering, Eva, apparently, Hetutaya, as their motivation, Taratamata, according to hierarchies, Chakasi, you become visible, Analavat, like fire, swa, your own, krita, creation, anukriti, imitating, atta, therefore, vitatashu, unreal, amushu, among these various species, vitatam, not unreal, taba, your Dhamma manifestation, Samam, undifferentiated, Viraja, spotless, Diya, whose minds, Anuyanti, understand, Abhivipanyava, those who are free from all material entanglements, Pana, Ekarasam, unchanging, apparently entering among the variegated species of living beings you have created. You inspire them to act, manifesting yourself according to their higher and lower positions, just as fire manifests differently according to the shape of what it burns. Therefore, those of spotless intelligence who are altogether free from material attachments realize your undifferentiated, unchanging self to be the permanent reality among all these impermanent life forms. Purport. Hearing these prayers of the personified Vedas, in which the Shrutis describe the Supersoul as having countless varieties of material bodies, a critic may question how the Supreme can do this without becoming limited. Indeed, proponents of Advaita philosophy see no essential distinction between the Supreme Soul and his creation. In the impersonalist conception, the Absolute has inexplicably gotten itself entrapped by illusion and has thus become first a personal God and then demigods, humans, animals, plants, and finally matter. Shankaracharya and his followers take great pains to cite Vedic evidence to support this theory of how illusion is imposed on the absolute. But speaking for themselves, the Vedas here answer this objection and refuse to lend their authority to Mayavada and personalism. The process of creation is technically called Srishti, sending forth. The Supreme Lord sends forth his variegated energies, and these partake of his nature while remaining distinct from him. This fact is expressed in the true Vedic philosophy of Achintya-bheda-bheda, the inconceivable simultaneous oneness and difference of the Supreme Lord and his energies. Thus, although each of the multitude of individual souls is a distinct entity, all souls consist of the same spiritual substance as the Supreme. Since they partake of the Supreme Lord's spiritual essence, the jivas are unborn and eternal, just as he is. Lord Krishna, speaking to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, confirms this. Natrevaham jatu nasam natrang neme janadhipa natchaiva nabhavishyama sarve vayamatapara. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Gita 2.12. Material creation is a special arrangement for those jivas who choose to separate themselves from the Supreme Lord's service. Thus, the creation involves producing an imitation world where they can try to be independent. After creating the many species of material life, the Supreme Lord expands into his own creation as the Supersoul in order to provide the intelligence and inspiration every living being needs for his day-to-day existence. As stated in Taittiriya Upanishad 2.6.2, Tad-shrishtvatad evanu pravishyat. After creating this world, he then enters into within it. The Lord enters the material world, however, without forming any binding connection to it. This the Shrutis here declare by the phrase Vishan Eva, only seeming to enter. Taratamata Shakasti means that the Paramatma enters the body of every living being, from the great demigod Brahma down to the insignificant germ, and exhibits differing degrees of his potency according to each soul's capacity for enlightenment. Anala Vatsa Kirtanukriti, just as fire ignited in several objects burns according to the different forms of those objects, so the Supreme Soul, entering the bodies of all living creatures, illuminates the consciousness of each conditioned soul according to his individual capacity. Even in the midst of material creation and destruction, the Lord of all creatures remains eternally unchanged, as expressed here by the word ekarasam. In other words, the Lord eternally maintains his personal form of immeasurable, unalloyed spiritual pleasure. The rare living beings who completely abhitas disengage themselves from material dealings, or pana, and thereby becoming abhivipanyava, come to know the Supreme Lord as he is. Every intelligent person should follow the example of these great souls and beg from them the chance to also be engaged in the Supreme Lord's devotional service. This prayer is recited by Shrutis, whose mood is similar to that expressed in the following mantra of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.11. Eko deva sarva bhuteshu bhuta sarva vyapi sarva bhutantaratma karma dhyaksha sarva bhuta divasa chakshi cheta kevalo nirgunascha. Super soul is entering in. Mosquito, cool little dudes. The one Supreme Lord lives hidden inside all created things. He pervades all matter and sits within the hearts of all living beings. As the indwelling Supersoul, he supervises their material activities. Thus, while having no material qualities himself, he is the unique witness and giver of consciousness. Srila Sridhar Swami submits his own prayer. Sanirmiteshu karyeshu taratamya vivarjitam Sarvanusyutta sanmatram bhagavantam bhajamahe. Let us worship the Supreme Lord who enters in the products of his own creation yet remains aloof from their superior and inferior material gradations. He is the pure undifferentiated existence pervading everything. Om Gyanam Randasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chaksa Militang Min Tasma Shri Gravay Namaha Panchakao Patru Vrashya Kipasindu Deva Japa Pitanam Pavani Yovaisna Deva Sukhita Vichitra. Is that the one? Yeah. Sukhita Vichitra Yoni Shu Visani Vahetutaya Karatamatas Chakas Yanalavat Svakitanu Kati Atavitat Tashvamushva Itatam tavadama samam vedajadiyo nuyam javi vipanyava ekarasam. Apparently entering among the variegated species of living beings you have created, you inspire them to act, manifesting yourself according to their higher and lower positions, just as fire manifests differently according to the shape of what it burns. Therefore, those of spotless intelligence who are altogether free from material attachments realize your undifferentiated, unchanging self to be the permanent reality among all these impermanent life forms. Well, so, these personified Vedas, this could be a book. I don't know if anyone thought to make a little booklet of just these prayers, personified Vedas. So many pages, and hand it out to guys in the street, see what they think. What do you think, Div? Yeah, well, that's far enough over their heads, but this is a little bigger. So here, you know, a lot of these have these 3-4 page purports because the Acharyas, they write about it. And Sridhar Swami, the original commentator, there's a prayer that he writes for every single verse. We have all noticed by now. So he must have thought they were pretty good things to know. And in any one shloka, there's a lot to see. And one thing is, I was just looking at the different words. And for, you know, kind of separate from the purport, although, of course, the purport's a whole other. So, if we go over the purport, the Shrutis are speaking. The super souls entering countless varieties of material bodies. And a critic may question how he can do that without becoming limited. So, they argue against that. Shankaracharya and his followers, they take great pains to cite Vedic evidence to support this theory of how illusion is imposed on the absolute. But speaking for themselves, the Vedas here answer the objection. So they've already answered that way before Shankaracharya came along. He should have bothered to read it. It sounds like he didn't do his homework, or he would have got himself smashed right away. So the first thing I thought of was so many verses, practically throughout the whole Bhagavatam, what to speak of the Upanishads that are quoted. Many Upanishads are cited in these purports. When we get to read the Vedanta Sutra also, a lot of Upanishads. Upanishad means Vedas. Sometimes Rig Veda, Tarva Veda, they also have references to Krishna. So he enters in Sunirmiteshu Nirvishto Punkti Bhuteshu Tadgunan, and he causes them to enjoy. This has already been stated before in a more simple way in the first canon. Asagunamaya Bhavar Bhuta Sukshmendriyatma Bhi. It's one of the last verses in the chapter. So he causes them, Bhunkte Bhuteshu Tadgunan, to enjoy the modes of nature. But he is completely independent. He's always in his own space. Bhuta Sukshmendriyat, by the subtle, he's very subtle. Although the living entity is subtle, Krishna says in 11th canto that jivanam sukshmanam apyaham jiva. Among subtle things, I am the jiva. So although the jiva is very subtle, anonyam mahato mayan, he is more subtle and he enters into the jiva is very subtle. They're identifying with the gross body, but the jiva is a very subtle thing, difficult to understand. But by studying this, we will gradually get the conclusion. So, another thing it says here, you inspire them to act. So I was thinking, Vidyasya Pranaya, Pravartitom Varakarupopitasya Hare Patakamalam. This Rupa Goswami has written in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that he is inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's a good hint that if we become inspired by these teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Bhagavatam, he recommends Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam. So Rupa Goswami is saying, Hridi Yashya, I have been inspired from within the heart. Hridi Yashya Pranaya means inspiration. He's not inspired by anything else. He's pure. He's spotless. It says here, that word Viraja, one of the words here, Amala. So Viraja, Raja means kind of, it's a word for dust. So Viraja means Viraja river. But Viraja, no Raja, no passion. Without passion, but in pure mode of goodness. And so it recommends in this purport that we take shelter of such person. Many times in these prayers, the prayers are all different that Sridhar Swami offers. He's asking, he's especially worshiping Narasimhadev, Narahari, to smash his false ego. In some of the prayers, they go after the impersonalists and the non-devotees. So he identifies with such persons and he's begging also. So such a great person as Sridhar Swami, who has written these prayers, studied them, understood them, realized them, still he thinks that he's a puffed up rascal and he's thinking himself one of these ordinary persons that's being mentioned here. Mayavadi or a Karmi or worse. So what to speak of us? We should take shelter of the prayer. So he's entering in. Avibhaktam chabuteshu vibhaktami vichastitam bhuta bhata chitajgayam grishishnu pavavishnu. 13th chapter of the Gita describes these things. That he's anta bahir. He's entering in and he's still outside. Tadture tadure tadvantike patantarasya sarvasya. The Isha Upanishad is echoing many Upanishads, that he enters, he does not enter. Now, on one hand, by simply studying Upanishads, if you're an impersonalist, you won't get Krishna. And in fact, this word, ekarasa, I was seeing that during the pastime of Lord Brahma, this word was used, ekarasa. Satyam jnanam anantananda murtaya, ekarasa murtaya. He describes, or Sukadeva's describing, how Brahma saw all the Vishnu expansions. He understood that he is ekarasa, eternal. This word is used by Kaviraj Goswami to describe Krishna, that he's thinking, I have something in me which he calls ekarasa, that Radharani is very attracted to, but I really don't understand that, so I think I should take a form. He wants to take the form of Radharani. So he does that. This is called ekarasa, the original, eternal essence of Krishna that Radharani understands. No one else understands it. So he wants to take that form as Radharani. She knows something. So he takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience this ekarasa, ekaatma. They're one, but they become two eternally. So this is something we have to study. As tiny, tiny expansions, jivas, Krishna has also entered into our hearts. But unlike Rupa Goswami, we still have Hridaroga Kama, unfortunately, in our heart.
there's still this lust. Rita roga kama. We want to get rid of it. Ashesha kamana, unlimited things in the heart. So because the heart isn't pure, our only goal should be to purify the heart. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears and he says, Chaita Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairavacham. We don't have a feeling of immediacy. Prabhupada says in one purport that for the casual person, you cannot achieve this higher consciousness. And that's said in this verse in another way. Those of spotless intelligence who are altogether free from material attachment realizes Sarvopari Vinirmuktam Tatparatena Nirmanam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Arutu. This is one of the definitions of bhakti, that one has to be free of all these designations, free of material attachment. Attachment, designation, not exactly the same, but several of these verses, these prayers, describe the clay, the one we read the other day. Again, comes up again another verse or two, and quotes many Upanishads that describe this analogy of the clay. Pravishtanya pravishtani tata teshvaham. In the nutshell verses, Krishna's describing to Lord Brahma, I enter, but I don't enter. Try to understand. He enters, but he's entering just because of our desire. We have desire to come into this world, so Krishna's glancing. But the fact is, all these unlimited universes are within the abdomen, like tiny dust particles just bouncing here and there. Huge universal manifestations. They actually, when Mother Yasoda looked in Krishna's mouth, said, okay, just don't eat dirt anymore. She saw some of it, like that. Time element and universes. We cannot conceive. So, that's really what we're up against. We're such tiny entities and we're so puffed up with designations and attachments. Sarvopari vinirmuktam, vinirmuktam becomes free. And so that's given directly here in this verse. Those of spotless intelligence. So how does the intelligence become spotless? Only by again and again coming to this, to these verses, to the Shastra, and chanting the holy name. It purifies, purifies. Haridas Thakur, he was chanting 24/7 practically. Acharya is there chanting, they're absorbed in this, in the Shastra. So they have spotless intelligence. Viraja. Dhyā. Again and again, the same thing it says. Muyanti at Surya. Even the suras, even the demigods, they're becoming. There's a conversation that goes on in one of the last verses that Vishwanath Chakravarti has given so many conversations. So in that conversation, these prayers are speaking directly with Krishna. Krishna's praising these prayers themselves, these personalities. And they're saying, well, we're insignificant. He's saying, no, you're doing well. These prayers, just keep chanting. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punyashavana. Ridyasto Yabhadrani Vidunoti. Vidunoti means it. The heart's becoming purified. Vidunoti Suhitsatam. So he's the Ekarasa. And it's mentioned here that some of the Upanishads. Two birds on the tree. Samanaviksham. Samanaviksham Purusha. He's the Purusha, the Supreme Person. He's simply watching us eat the fruits of this life and letting us go on. So someone who's turning toward, someone who we should take shelter, it says here. Yeko deva sarvabhuteshu gudha. Gudha param brahma manusha lingam. Gudha means hidden. Hidden. So Krishna is also described sometimes as hidden. Even though he's right there in full vision of everybody, he withdraws They won't see. Only the pure devotee will see. Ah. But again, he's all attractive. So unless the heart is purified, Kamsa's heart is not purified. So if we're in this Kamsa mentality, greed, lust, kamamashitta dushporam, we want to take shelter of insatiable lust and greed. Dambo dharpa bhimanascha. Abhimana. Abhimana means this idea of false prestige. I am the doer. Kartaham. The more we do that, then the less chance there is to have this realization. But it's very nice to read them every day. This mood is similar to that expressed in the following mantra, the Shveta Shatana Upanishad. Eko Deva Sarvabhuteshu Buddha. He's Sarvabhuteshu Buddha. He's hidden in the heart of every living entity. Sarva Vyapi, he's expanded everywhere. As the indwelling supersoul, Karma Dyaksha, he supervises Adyaksha, Maya Dyaksha. What is that verse in the Bhagavad Gita? Adyakshena, Maya Dyakshena, Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Where Sacharachara, moving and non-moving entity, every entity moving and non-moving, he's supervising, entering in. Vidyasya Pranaya. Again, we have to take shelter within the heart. Rupa Goswami was able to do that. Even the other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very transcendentally surprised. Mahaprabhu was surprised. He said, how did Rupa Goswami understand my heart? How did that happen? So Ramananda Roy said, you must have empowered him. Tanum Swam. Nayam Atma Pravachanena, another one of the Upanishads verses, famous verses. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedhya Bahunashutena. Just by learning a lot of things, like Shankaracharya and his followers, somehow they didn't get it. It seems simple to us, because we're getting it from the spotless persons. Just like Srila Prabhupada, spotless. Even Narad Muni was so humble. He's described in the beginning of this chapter, again at the end. He spoke with Narayan Rishi. And Narayan Rishi was surprised when Narad Muni offered prayers to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so that, again, Vishwanath describes it, that Narayan Rishi was thinking, why is Narada? Of course, Narayan Rishi knows, but he said, why? Narada, why are you just glorifying Krishna now? I have given you this instruction. I am your guru. I am the guru. But Narad Muni countered his own guru, in this case his guru, by saying, but you are an expansion of Krishna. Lilav anurato devatiryan naradishu. This is a verse in the first canto also. Bhavayat yesha satvena lokam vai loka bhavana. Lilav atara anurato devatiryan naradishu. That he... Krishna enters in every species of life, not only a human, but devas. Devatiryam, they mean the animals. Sometimes it's described fish. And he maintains them, especially those who are sattvam, in the pure mode of goodness. He maintains everybody, but he gives enlightenment to those who have purified the heart. Tadara jastamo bhava, here's viraja. Word is used. So in the first canon it says Tadara Jatamo Bhava Kamaloba Deshche. The manifestation of Rajagun is Kamaloba. This Kamaloba. Tadara Jatamo Bhava Kamaloba Deshche. Cheta Itaranavidam. So Stitam Satay Pasidati. In the beginning, it says we have to come to this mode of pure goodness. You can't. That means part of it is detachment. Aratir Jana Sangsadi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am hearing Krishna's flute. I'm not going to go home today. I'm going to enter the forest. Ami Jamuna Puline. I'm going to enter into that pure spiritual energy, the Dham. Dham. Karunya Dhamma Kanakojvila Gola Dhamma. Chaitanya Nama Paramam. Kalyami Dham. Prabodhananda Saraswati describes Karunya Dhamma Kanak Ojvila Govind. This our Gora, he's kind of, oh, he's golden like Radharani. We don't want to think of anything else. And then where our mind should be. Dhyana vastita tadgitena manasa. There, the yogis are really aiming toward this realization of Gora Dham. And he's fully merciful. We're looking for mercy, kindness, love. He's Paramakaruna, Pahudvija, and these persons. Therefore, our meditation should be there. And that will enter the heart, purify the heart. Karunya Dhamma kana Kodvala Gorada, Chaitanya Nama Paramam. And always think of that name. Not only Chaitanya's name, but his name is Krishna Chaitanya. Harinam, Harinam, Eva Kevalam. Pavanam, Pavanevyopi, Harin Namano Kirtanam, Harir, Eva Kevalam. It is the purest, most auspicious. Pavanam, Pavanevyopi. We need purity. We're impure. Icha Dvesha Samutena, born in this world, full of all kinds of desire. So we have to become purified. So therefore, Krishna is recommending Ramantes Cha, Tashanti Cha, Ramanti Cha. Always speak Chintyatam, Chintyatam, Bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitam. Kaviraj Goswami says, always think of this Chaitanya Leela. Always hear it. Shinvatam, Shinvatam, Shinu. Because Amritasya Putra, Amrita Putra, Amritasya Putra is another Upanishad. We're all actually sons of, we should hear it. You are part of the divine world, that you are a son of the divine, the eternal, Amrita, the Ekoras. That is where our consciousness should be, Ekoras. And so, wherever it wanders, bring it back to the Ekoras, the one supreme. And he is completely independent of all these designations. Na namarupa ego na esha dosha. He has no fault, no mundane name, but his names are all spiritual. Na vijate yashat cha janma karma ba. This is a prayer by Gajendra. He says, na vijate yashat cha janma karma. He has no janma. No. Srishti, he creates, he appears, but not really born. Na vijate yashat cha janma karma ba. He has no karma, ordinary work in this world. Janma-karma-va, and dosha-eva-va, he has no fault. Tatapi lokyapyaya-sambhavaya, samaya-tanu-kalamichiti. And he's merciful, Gajendra says, even to an animal like me, madrik-papana-pashu-pashu-vimokshanaya. He's giving vimoksha, liberation, even to the animal, Gajendra. So we should also consider that we are animalistic in this world. But if we take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, even an animal, he gets, that's why it's called the Gajendra Moksha prayers. He's got liberation. Vishnu, he picked up the lotus. Sometimes we think these things are fanciful, but if elephants do amazing things, they paint pictures, even what to speak of Gajendra, ordinary elephant can pick up a brush and paint a picture of himself. I showed a video online the other day of this crow. Now we have this story of Malini, and she lost a cup or something, and a crow took it. So Nityananda came, and he yelled out the window, hey, crow, bring that thing back. So you might think, nice story, but no, I saw this crow, a real, just an ordinary crow, and he was able to figure out something I couldn't even figure out. Most people wouldn't figure out. All he wanted was a stick, and there were several of these plastic boxes, and he figured out that you take a rock, you had to like do something, get the rock out, get another rock out, and drop it on this other thing to get this other stick out. It was like a complicated thing. He's a crow. So, you know, nowadays we're realizing these animals are not that stupid. I mean, yeah, they're not humans, but they're pretty smart. So a crow bringing back a cup for Lord Nityananda, you do that, Nityananda, why not? If an ordinary crow can figure out how to get food by doing 8 different things and blowing everyone's mind, or ravens, or all kinds of animals doing amazing things, this is, they're inspired from within, but they're not, they can't get this pure, but they're actually better off than most humans. Most of the humans are causing a lot of havoc. At least they don't mass kill things. So an elephant like Gajendra, he's offering these wonderful prayers. Sarvendriya gana guna drashtare sarvapakyaya hetare asatas chayuk sarvasai. We can get a glimpse of Krishna by seeing this material world, he says, Gajendra. Because he's the supreme witness and he knows, and then he inspires us within the heart. Om namo bhagavate tasme yate tacharamakam purusha ari bijaya. He's the seed. Ari madye. The beginning, middle, and end of all existence. When we read the prayers of Arjuna, even Bhagavad Gita, sarvam samapnoshi tatoshi sarva, he says, you are everything. You enter into everything. You are spread out. I can see that now. He saw that in the Virat Rupa. And this material world is going on also, but by our own doing. Yayidam dayate jagat. So Krishna says, Mami vangsa jivaloke jivabhutra sanatana. The living entities are sanatana. They have to perform the sanatana dharma in order to enter into sanatana dham. The dham is mentioned. Dharma. Dharma samam. Therefore, Prabhupada was creating these temples, dham. It's an expansion of the dham. People come, they should get the experience of the dham. A little taste, whet their appetite. There should be deity worship, perfect kirtan should be going on. People should be greeting them. They should, even they come and it doesn't seem so great, and still they say, wow, this is very peaceful, very nice. It's not just ordinary countryside. Countryside is nice, but mode of goodness. But this is transcendental. So Prabhupada established a temple not to remain empty. The kirtan should be there, fire, just like it's mentioned here, fire. Just like fire. According to hierarchy, analavat, just like fire. According to the higher and lower position, just as fire manifests it differently in the shape of what it burns. So if you want to just burn like a tiny match, or we want to, Prabhupada was constantly absorbed, so he was fire attracting all the little. So as sparks, we want to take shelter. Satam prasanga mama virya sambidu bhavanti hitkana rasayana kata tad joshanas pavagavar nani. What is the rest? Shadharatiya Bhakti Anukramishiti. Shadharatiya Bhakti Anukramishiti. We're like tiny sparks. We come together, then we'll get fired up. Speaking Bhagavatam. Tashanti cha ramanti cha. Very satisfied to hear the Shastra. But unfortunately, it takes some habit to want to hear it. Study it, bring your mind. It's not that easy, basically. I mean, of course, we tell people, chant, be happy. For that, anyone can chant Hare Krishna. It's so simple. Very simple. And he said, but for those who have a brain, they should, in the conversation with the Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas, the Yamadutas easily defeated, or rather, the Vishnu Dutas easily defeated the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas also knew the Shastra. So in that purport there, Prabhupada says, it's not that we shouldn't learn philosophy. No, what if you're selling a book and someone says, what is this? Can you pronounce this? So the book distributors are meant to become experts also in the Shastra. Yes, this says, janmadyasyato andayari tritas cha arte svabhigya svarat. Krishna's abhigya svarat. He's completely independent svarat. And he's abhigya. He knows everything. Beginning, middle, and end. But no one knows him. So many times it says, by the Upanishads, Hi Upanishad Drisham, even though you may know the whole Upanishads, but you're wandering uselessly without getting the premanjana charita, your eyes anointed with the salve of love. So, he enters countless varieties of material bodies. This vichitra. Vichitra means variety, whatever. Sometimes it means amazing things too, or decorations, beautiful decorations. Krishna and Balaram, the word was used for Krishna and Balaram in the forest, decorated with their peacock feather and garlands, lotuses, lilies, sandalwood, and so many things. So, vichitra malya, huh? Yeah. Vichitra padam hari yasho. What's the first part? Yeah. Glorified. Decorated, right. Yeah. So, any comments more? Or Dhammar's got it.
What is meant here by the word personified? I was wondering if they're like Tulsi.
This has been discussed. It means that these are great, great sages. Prabhupada described it when the artist had to paint this painting in the Krishna book. The great sages, some of them have big beards, big matted hair. Generally, Prabhupada was not in favor of beards, but in that case, they painted beards.
Are they eternally existing, like just like that?
Offering, well, they appear in different creations. They're appearing at the dawn of creation, dawn of Brahma's day also.
Are they?
Just like a king, it describes, many, many brahmanas and sages come when he's waking up. If he has a proper kingdom, Vedic kingdom, they're there and they glorify his dynasty. So similarly, these sages glorify. They're just in little imitations of the original sages that are glorifying. And these are persons that are completely absorbed fully in different shastras. This, I think 28 mentioned, 28 prayers, they all represent different shastras. Some of them are a little more impersonal, factually, and some are more rasik of it's these like, prayers. And these prayers, like, these prayers that are spoken by different sages, great sages. Each one is an embodiment of a shastra. Each shastra is not given. Some of them are delineated, but not exactly every single one. So that's what we're doing here. We're hearing them.
Is it like though each book, like the book in front of you, has a person or embodiment?
Well, Dui Bhagavat, there's two types of Bhagavats. The person Bhagavat, Bhagavat Rasa Patra, the person who receives the Bhagavatam and realizes it, like Prabhupada or Narada Muni, Bhaktisiddhanta Bhaktivinoda, he's the person Bhagavat. Wherever he goes, he personifies that, the Bhagavatam, every single thing he does, so we can get a good idea of what these sages are like. They personify that shastra, that shruti.
It's a little confusing because sometimes it says the shruti say, one particular verse, but it's one shruti speaking about a particular shruti.
Another shruti.
No, I mean, you know, the person Bhagavat is speaking about the book Bhagavat, right?
Here or anywhere?
Yeah. In this instance, is it one shruti speaking one verse, or they are speaking together? The 28 shruti. Is it sometimes in the purport, it said the shruti said this?
It could be sometimes the shrutis were lost. Many times, according to Madhvacharya, even in Madhvacharya's era, which is quite some time ago, right? 800-900 years. He said that many shrutis were lost. I mean, there have been invaders for a long time, and they burned different things too. So, it was spoken, but written down even 5,000 years ago, even written. So, the dawn of creation, they didn't require to write stuff down. Or the dawn of, say, Brahma's day, they knew it. They didn't have any problem. and speaking it. Even Gopal Bhatta and Jiva Goswami, they knew literally hundreds of shastras. But Jiva Goswami says, when quoting Sridhar Swami or Madhva, he says, there's no access to this book. All we have is a quote, one or two quotes from that book. But I have faith, hearing it from such great person, that this, so he doesn't substantiate it, that it's from this book. So I think it's a similar thing. The Shrutis could be that they're lost. Because a lot of times they do say where it is. Rig Veda, this Upanishad, that Upanishad.
But my question, these 28 verses, is each verse spoken by one?
I think so, yeah.
But sometimes it's described in the purports. The Shruti said this, you know, like referring to the verse.
Well, there are other Shrutis maybe besides these also that they're referring to.
No, but I'm talking about the person Shruti, the personified Veda, you know, when he's speaking the Shrutis. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's confusing because talking about different Shrutis, different books.
He's referring to another Shruti.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Or the purport refers to. There's lots of Shrutis. I think there's more than 28. That's why you have the word Shruti means to hear. They understood it by hearing. They knew everything.
These are the principal ones, so the 28. That's why they're included. You know,
yeah.
It's proof.
But even then, every one is not delineated, I don't think. I've seen it, that every one. Have you seen it? That this is Shruti. No, well, they're speaking specific Shrutis.
In the...
It's not just a massive world. There's a lot of Maya, too, if you hadn't noticed. And these Shrutis are speaking at the beginning of when of Vishnu's appearance.
I mean, you know, it's not necessarily that, you know...
All I said was it might be more than the 28.
You know, I this may not directly relate to Jamasana's specific term, but, you know, we're assuming that whoever spoke that, the Shrutis, is thinking like we're thinking. You know, you might have a much broader vision that's then translated into a statement that we're absorbing in a far more limited way.
I was going to ask, in the very beginning of the purport, there was mention about how the living entity becomes covered or embodied, and it gives a list. It says demigods, various species, and then the last says matter. Do you think that's speaking of, there is Shastric reference, that sometimes that a soul will enter into a rock or a mountain.
That's referring to Shankaracharya's philosophy. It says, it says here, in other words, God has become illusion. For how he does it, how they believe this happened, you know, is the absolute has inexplicably gotten itself entrapped by Gopi Pranavasra,
yeah.
Entrapped by illusion, and has thus become first personal God. That's okay, but now, then he became a demigod, humans, animals, plants, and finally matter. So that's also contradicted in Prahlad's prayer. Itam nitirigat vishi david yashavatarar lokan vibhavesi hangsi jagat patipam dharma maha purusha pasi jagana vritam chanakalo yarabhavas trigata sattvam. The famous verse that describes chanakalo, that in this age he's hidden, he's Lord Chaitanya. Although in the Vedas it says that he's Triyuga, he only appears in Triyugas, not in Kali Yuga. But no, Gudha, the Upanishadic verse was mentioned, he's hidden. So similarly, Prahlad says, no, he's hidden. You just didn't, you're not noticing it. He's the one who, Dharma Mahapurusha Pasi, he's protecting the Dharma in every age, Yuganu Vritta, every Yuga. He protects Dharma, and he's doing it in Kali Yuga. He'll do it also. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chanak Kalau Yara Bhavas Triyuga, although you say he's Triyuga, but he's actually appearing in the fourth Yuga in Kali Yuga. So, but then it says in the beginning, Itam Rishi Deva, as a Rishi, as a Deva. So that's contradicted in Bhagavatam. It's not that he's lost his identity. Prabhupada always gives the example of tearing up a piece of paper. Yeah, there's tiny little pieces. No, He can enter and not enter. Pravishtanya pravishtani. Tateshu. I'm in it and not in it. Maya chatami dam sarvam jagaravyakta. Murtina. Not stani sarvabhutani. Not shaham teshu vastita. That explaining the seed form of Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. That 9-4 verse in the Gita. Maya chatami dam sarvam. Yeah. And the next one maybe also. Yeah.
I was wondering, in the translation and purport, it's mentioned that the Lord, He manifests Himself according to the different living entities' positions and inspires them in their activities, which Prabhupada talks about the super soul, but could that also be referring to the levels of consciousness starting with Anamoy, Pranamoy, like that? That manifestation of the Lord?
Well, two verses ago, we had a whole thing. My wife gave class, she didn't have time because the kids were here, and it's all about that. Pranamoya, Anamoya, like verse 17, got a whole purport about Anamoya, Pranamoya, Vijnanamoya. Yeah, we could refer to that as well, but those are different things, or states of, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. But yeah, that's been explained by somehow or other in that 17th verse. I mean, I've hand myself a present if I ever learn all these verses in some life and know the purport. So let's see what it says in 17. It's actually referred to Anamoya. Among the manifestation known as Anamoya and so forth, meaning the rest, you are the ultimate one entering within the material coverings along with the living entity and assuming the same form as he takes. Distinct from gross and subtle material manifestations, you are. It says the same thing as this verse in another way. You know, it's amazing. This stuff doesn't get boring, not to me, because it's vichitra. It's abchintya, beta, beta, way. Saying the same thing, it's slightly ecstatically different and really different, but the same. So it's a chintya beta. It's the same point made in another way. But that, if you want to go for that, then you have to go to verse 17 and read the whole purport.
You know, the original question started after Vyas Maharaj asking Sukadeva Goswami, how can with material words and representing the material mind, can one describe?
And he's saying, this is how.
The Supreme Brahman. So this
I'll show you how.
Yeah, this demonstration, it's kind of like a Parokshavad.
And even Narayan Rishi, who's an incarnation himself, what to speak of Narada, who's an incarnation, Shakti Veshur, they're deferring on to these Shrutis, these personified Vedas, and you know, Sanandana, the four Kumaras. They're not taking credit. They're not saying, no, we can do it. No. We'll show you how it's done, but we're not taking the credit that we figured it out. No. But if you have these verses, then you'll get it. So it's very nice that Prabhupada has given us... Well, he gave Krishna book, but now we're getting the word from word. That's why I think it would be great to have this as a separate book, at least for devotees.
So Prabhupada in Krishna book makes a point that, you know, actually what Maharaj Pariksit's getting at is the Supreme personal or impersonal? Remember that? There's some reference like that, you know, kind of went in that direction. So the Shrutis are making it really clear that, yeah, he's personal. I mean, because try to describe the impersonal with words, it's a little more difficult. So there seems to, I don't know if it's covered in the Bhagavatam, but Prabhupada maybe too.
Well, Vedanta Sutra has it, nakshatir shabdam. It's not that he can't be described, he can be described. So Vedanta Sutra, he starts off right away saying, no, those who say it can't be described, that's nonsense. So why even reading the Upanishad? The Upanishads are meant for describing. And there's so many things that he brings in so many verses. Baladev does. He brings in more verses, but Vedvyas brought in so many things from Upanishad. He's the personified. He knew the entire Upanishad. He compiled it. And as Krishna says, Vedanta Krit Veda Vid Eva Chaham, I've compiled all the Vedas. I'm a Noah. I know these Vedas, And he also says, I am Vyas. Vyasyaham in the 10th chapter of the Gita. So,
look at those. I think it's in the first two or three pages of the chapter in Krishna's book. Yeah. And it's like far out. No,
it says.
It gives a different kind of slant. He's getting at, and I don't know if it's in the Bhagavatam, but I didn't read the first part, this chapter. But in the Krishna book, it's there, you know, how Maharaj Pariksit's trying to ascertain whether these, something about whether the descriptions are personal.
There's not much.
Brahman is personal or impersonal? Or,
the first verse.
Like I say, it may not be there. It may be in the
first
Krishna
verse
book.
Is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 or 11 Sanskrit quotes in a purport to the first verse of this chapter. So that's no joke. Which says, O Brahmanas, Pariksit said, O Brahmana, how can the Vedas directly describe the Supreme Absolute Truth who cannot be described in words? He's paraphrasing, yeah, what some impersonalists say that you can't describe in words. The Vedas are limited to describing the qualities of material nature, but the Supreme is devoid of these qualities, being transcendental to all material manifestations in there. And even it says in the Gita that Trigunya Vishaya Veda and this Trigunya Bhavar rise above the Vedas because they just deal with the material world. But by all the Vedas I am to be known. So you take your choice. Yeah.
Prabhupada, in the Krishna book, he says, the pure love of God is intrinsically integrated into all of Krishna's potencies. And this philosophical build of understanding is going from tattva to rasa. Because ultimately,
we had rasa, now we've gone back to tattva.
Right, to support it better. Where vayogo may na, where Krishna says, you can't actually ever be separated from me. Vayogo ni na. In 10:47-29, the Uddhava's reading the message from Krishna to the gopis. And in that part, almost all this is purporting that verse.
Antaratma drik. The gopis say, we know that you're antaratma drik. You see everything. You're within the soul itself.
And so for right now,
bijamam sarabhutanam. I'm the seed of all the beginning, middle, and end.
I'm just saying it to bring to the conclusion is that we're always reviving our relationship, sambandha, avideya, and prayojana, to come to that position of rapture or prema bhakti.
Obviously there's a lot of people in prema bhakti because they're not reading this that I noticed. Maybe the whole world. We didn't notice it because they're so absorbed that they don't bother with the tattva. I think we should stick to tattva for quite a while.
Well, those two support each other. The tattvas.
But you're saying there's a lot of people absorbed in rasa.
Oh, I did? I'm sorry.
I haven't seen them.
No, I was.
Bhakti Siddhanta went throughout the length and breadth of India, and when he sat down, he said, I haven't seen one advanced Vaishnava. And they said, but what about so-and-so? What about that one? And he said, they're beginners.
They're in another
place. So maybe you're seeing them. Bhakti Siddhanta didn't find any.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to communicate that. I was saying that.
You're saying that we have to come back to tattva. We're so absorbed in rasa.
Oh.
You didn't say that?
I didn't think so. But I was saying that there is, that this is making a trend. This is supporting how to come to rasa from the tattva is giving you the building blocks so you can, once again, Nikunja, you know.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm just now getting there to Nikunja. I was on my way there, and they just dragged me into this mundane Bhagavatam class.
They changed the road sign.
I lost my GPS. I found myself, studying tattva. Yeah, I was so absorbed in rasa that I couldn't make my way. You know, I couldn't even open the pages. I was crying like an Arhat Pandit all over my Bhagavatam.
Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva.
They're all Tattva. Anybody else? All right, Srimad Bhagavatam.